Scene 10, The Defeat of Argos.
She lied to me, Argos. Everything was a lie.
I know, my lord.
But I love her.
Love? You don't need love. You need strength, power, and my magic. The kingdom needs me.
Your Majesty, Ivy has come to speak with you.
I just want to say sorry.
Ivy.
Late. Get out of here. Get out of this kingdom.
No.
Argos, no.
Stop, Argos. You are a great wizard, right?
The most powerful.
And can you become whatever you want to be?
Yes.
An animal?
An animal? Of course I can.
Into a lion?
Easy. Look, now you will see my power.
Cat, what are you doing?
Oh, amazing. And can you turn into an eagle?
Into an eagle, a dragon, into all the animals in the world.
No!
Stop!
Can you turn into a small animal?
Small?
Like a mouse?
Done. Look at me turn into a little mouse.
Cat, you are the best.
Thank you, Cat.
It's nothing. And now, I think you two have to talk.
Ivy.
Me first, Rowan. I just want to say sorry.
Ivy.
I lied to you. Because you are the king and I am the miller's daughter. And you could never love a miller's daughter.
Ivy.
I hope you can forgive me.
Ivy, I forgive you because I love you. Marchioness, a miller's daughter, or anything else, my heart is yours.
And Rowan and Ivy danced and danced and danced to a music only they could hear. That's how true love works. Ivy learned her lesson. Don't lie, be yourself. And together, they conquered 1,001 kingdoms. They didn't need a sword, just the belief that their dreams could come true. And the beating of their two hearts made this conviction stronger. As for me, they named me Royal Advisor, and I got to keep my hat and my boots, of course. And here, my friends, ends my story, the story of Puss in Boots.